Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. The Northfield Police Department continues its search for 42-year-old Joseph Camplin. Camplin was last seen on November 16th. He's known to get up during the night and take walks, but he usually returns. Joseph has health concerns, and because of the cold weather, authorities are concerned for his welfare. If you have any information about the whereabouts of Mr. Camplin, please call 911 or the Northfield Police Department at 507-645-4475. A full description and photos are on kymnradio.net. Two people are alive due to the quick actions of Northfield Police and Northfield Ambulance. Early Saturday morning, a report came in of two people overdosing on the 400 block of Juniper Way. Deputy Chief Mark Duquette said police revived the first person with Narcan, and ambulance personnel revived a second. This is an example of the use of Steve's Law. Anyone witnessing an overdose can call 911 and not be charged with any crime as long as they stay and assist first responders with any pertinent information. A crash in Forest Township sent one man to the hospital via air care. Just before noon yesterday, Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn reports that deputies Lonsdale and Faribault Fire and Rescue and North Ambulance were dispatched to report of a head-on collision in the 4,000 block of 140th Street West. A Ford Ranger driven by 26-year-old Aaron Green of Faribault collided with a 2004 Saturn driven by 19-year-old Brady Wallert of Medford. They hit on a hill crest in the middle of the road. Neither driver was wearing a seatbelt. Wallert was flown by Mayo 1 helicopter to St. Mary's with non-life-threatening injuries. His condition is stable. Green reported no injuries at the scene. Dunn said both drivers were fortunate that they were not more seriously hurt. The crash was preventable. He added that it's a good reminder to all drivers to be cautious, maintain travel in your own lanes, and wear your seatbelts. Both drivers will be cited for failure to wear seatbelts. And Small Cell Wireless is here and wanting a piece of Northfield space to place their poles. In early October, the city approved a revision to its right-of-way management ordinance to align with new state legislation. Last week, council further discussed a policy surrounding guidelines within the city. Mayor Pownell explained,
"This policy is really to give direction to city staff behind the scenes as they're working with companies that want to locate within our right-of-ways to give guidance on where and what the poles should look like, what's okay, what's not okay, a permitting process, do we want them to locate within our historic district."
This will all come back to council tonight. Also on their agenda is a public hearing on a charter amendment, consideration of a resolution regarding city employee paid parental leave, a discussion regarding a possible $13 million expansion at Northfield Hospital and Clinics of a birth center and clinic, and reviewal of budget and levy information for their December meeting. Meetings begin at 6 p.m. and the public is encouraged to attend. Pownell and Administrator Ben Martig will be in studio tomorrow morning at 7:20 with a recap. News from around the state is next.